The third way in which Jesus speaks to me is when, in speaking, he communicates its very substance to the soul. It seems to me that, just as when the Lord created the world, at one word things were created, in the same way, since his word is creative, in the very act in which he pronounces the word, he creates in the soul that very thing which he is saying. As for example, Jesus says to the soul, "See how beautiful things are? As much as your eye may run over the earth and in heaven, you will never find a beauty similar to me." At this speaking of Jesus, the soul feels a certain something divine enter into herself. The soul remains so very drawn toward this beauty, and at the same time she loses attraction for all other things. As beautiful and precious as they might be, they make no impression on her soul. What remains fixed in her, and almost transmuted into herself, is the beauty of Jesus. Oh, that beauty, she thinks. With that beauty, she feels invested. And she remains so enamored that if the Lord did not operate another miracle, her heart would crack. And out of pure love for this beauty of Jesus, the soul would breathe her last to fly into heaven and delight in this beauty of Jesus. I myself don't know whether I'm speaking nonsense. In order to explain myself better about this substantial speaking of Jesus, I will say something else. Jesus says, "See how pure I am. In you also I want to find a purity in everything." At these words, the soul feels a divine purity enter into herself. This purity is transmuted into herself, and she reaches the point of living as if she no longer had a body. And so with the other virtues. Oh, how desirable is this speaking of Jesus. As for myself, I would give away everything that is on earth, if I could own it, to have one alone of these words of Jesus. The fourth way in which Jesus speaks to me is when I find myself inside myself, that is, in the natural state. This also happens in two ways. The first is when, while being inside myself, recollected in the interior of my heart, without articulation of voice or sound to the ear of the body, Jesus speaks interiorly. The second is just like we do it. And sometimes this happens even when I am distracted or I am speaking with other people. But one alone of these words is enough to recollect me if I am distracted, or to give me peace if I am disturbed, or to console me if I am afflicted.